Experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This evening celebration starts at 6 p.m. at 334 Glen Falls Road, Clarksburg, at the entrance to the Arlington Addition. Come expecting miracles, especially the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 8, 10, and 19. As Peter preached at the birthday of the church in Acts 2, the promise is unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you believe, you should receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For more info, visit cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Today is Pentecost Sunday. This is the day when we celebrate an annual feast that is called in the Old Testament the Feast of Weeks, or in Hebrew, the Feast of Shavuot. God gave a schedule of annual feast to the Jewish people in the Old Testament, and the Hebrew people, in celebrating these feasts in obedience to God's word, were participating in God's prophetic calendar. It was on the very day that the Feast of Weeks, or Pentecost, is celebrated, that God gave his word to the Hebrew people from Mount Sinai. But this was not the only event of prophetic significance to happen on this date. In Acts chapter 2 in the New Testament, we read of the birthday of the church at the beginning of the New Covenant, in which God would give his words not externally impressed upon us through teachings and the inscription on tablets, but as he said of the New Testament or New Covenant, "I will write my laws in your hearts." And this was fulfilled by the infilling or baptism of the Holy Ghost on the feast day of Pentecost, recorded in Acts chapter 2. At this point, the feast had been celebrated for hundreds of years by the Hebrew people, but on this particular feast of Pentecost, a new age was ushered in, the age of the church, and an age during which anyone, Jew or Gentile, can receive the baptism of God's Spirit through repentance and water baptism in Jesus' name based on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. And so I want to bring you a message today about the promise. Specifically, I'm referring to the promise of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. We won't have time for the entire teaching lesson today, but we may continue it at a future date. But this is the promise, as taught at Christian Apostolic Church.
O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do small things. No, that's not what it says, is it? The Lord will do great things. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God. For he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain and the latter rain, in the first month. I want you to notice he said he was going to give them both the early rain and the late rain at the same time. It's a double portion. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God and none else. And my people shall never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out of my Spirit upon all flesh. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. And your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And also upon the servants and upon the handmaids in those days will I pour out my Spirit. And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and terrible day of the Lord come. And this next verse is a direct reference to water baptism in Jesus' name. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. Amen. If you'll turn with me to Isaiah chapter 28, beginning with verse 9. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breasts. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, line upon line. Here a little and there a little. For with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, to whom he said, "This is the rest, wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing." I have good news for you. And that is to anyone, Jew or Gentile, you can gain an advance and spiritual fulfillment of every promise made to the Jewish people that will be fulfilled during the millennial kingdom age. You can have an advance fulfillment of that promise now. And with regard to the promise that I read to you from Joel about the outpouring of the Holy Ghost, I'm going to prove to you that we as the church can have an advance fulfillment of that now. I'd like to ask you to turn with me to the book of the Acts of the Apostles. We want to read there in chapter 1 and in chapter 2. Acts chapter 1, reading, beginning with verse 4. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, "Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence." Look at someone near you and tell them the promise was the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, reading verse 8, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and unto the uttermost part of the earth." And then if you'll read with me in Acts chapter 2, verse 1, "And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And it sat upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And there were dwelling in Jerusalem Jews, devout men out of every nation under heaven. Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak in his own language. And they were all amazed and marveled, saying one to another, Behold, are not all these which speak Galileans? And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born? Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of Mesopotamia and in Judea and Cappadocia, in Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, in Egypt and the parts of Libya about Cyrene, and strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians, we do hear them speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. And they were all amazed and were in doubt, saying one to another, What meaneth this? Others mocking said, These men are full of new wine. But Peter, standing up with the 11, I want you to notice, this is the only time in Scripture that I'm aware of where all of the apostles are all together preaching the same thing at the same time. You can find many other instances where they all preach the same thing separately. But here they are all standing. If they did not believe what Peter was preaching, they would have spoke up and told him he was wrong. They stood in support of what he said. They stood in agreement with what he said. Peter lifted up his voice and said unto them, Ye men of Judea and all ye that dwell at Jerusalem, be this known unto you and hearken to my words, for these are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing as but the third hour of the day. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. Look at your neighbor and tell them, the millennial kingdom ain't here yet. But listen to what he's saying. He is quoting Joel. He is quoting a millennial kingdom age scripture. And he is saying, now you can get a fulfillment of this. He said, but this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. And it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. Does this sound familiar to anybody? We just read it in Joel. Amen. I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. The word prophesy means speak under the unction of God's Spirit. Speaking with tongues is a fulfillment of the promise that they would prophesy. Amen. God promised that He would pour out His Spirit and His people would speak under the unction of His Spirit. It's what the word prophesy means. And your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. Get the picture, folks. He points to tongue talking and says, this is that. He took a prophecy about prophesying and he pointed at tongue talking and said, this equals that. Amen. They shall prophesy. And I will show wonders in heaven above and signs in the earth beneath, blood and fire and vapor of smoke, or columns of smoke. And the sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before that great and notable day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And again, in just a few moments, they asked him, when he preached to them with fire, he preached to them with anointing, you crucified your Messiah. The Lord of glory came to you in human flesh, and you missed him, and you put him to death. But he said, don't worry, it was all in the plan of God. And they were smote, they were convicted, they were pricked in their hearts. And they cried out, men and brethren, what shall we do? That's at the end of verse 36. I want to tell you, he did not say, well, thank you for letting me know that you have made a mental ascent and mental gymnastics, that you've confessed a mental faith in Jesus. That means you invisibly got the Holy Ghost. You can just turn around and go home, and we don't need you to do anything more. No, that's not what he said. He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, not for the fun of it, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Watch this, verse 39. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are far off. Do you suppose a far off could mean distance? Distance doesn't matter. Do you suppose a far off could mean thousands of years distant time-wise? Distance time-wise doesn't matter. All that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Can God still call people today? Yes, He can. Then that means He's still pouring out the Holy Ghost. I'm here to tell you that to all that are afar off includes Brother Gary Hedrick.
Experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This evening celebration starts at 6 p.m. at 334 Glen Falls Road, Clarksburg, at the entrance to the Arlington Addition. Come expecting miracles, especially the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 8, 10, and 19. As Peter preached at the birthday of the church in Acts 2, the promise is unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you believe, you should receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For more info, visit cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
And with many other words did he testify and exhort, saying, save yourselves from this untoward generation. Then they that gladly received his word were baptized. And the same day there were added unto them about 3,000 souls. And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship and in breaking of bread and in prayers. Any so-called church that does not preach this part of the word of God is not continuing steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine. This is the very foundation of the apostles' doctrine. Repentance and baptism both in water and of spirit. And that baptism being in the name of Jesus. Amen. There are many scriptures we could show you that explain why you have to have the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Why the baptism of the Holy Ghost is essential for you to be a part of the new covenant. That the baptism of the Holy Ghost is when God fulfills the promise that He gave. The promise that He would write His laws in your heart. Amen. And the baptism of the Holy Ghost is called over and over again the promise. But I don't want to concentrate tonight on scriptures telling you how essential it is. And scriptures like that, if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. There's plenty of scriptures we can use to help you realize that the baptism of the Spirit is essential. But what I want to tell you tonight is the baptism of the Spirit is a promise, and God keeps His promises. I want to give you assurance tonight that God will keep His Word. He will fill you with His Spirit. He promised. Amen. And so with regard to that, I want to take your attention first to Luke chapter 11. And I'm reading there beginning with verse 9. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Somebody says, but Pastor Joseph, doesn't that just mean anything? I will tell you that yes, it can refer to things other than the baptism of the Holy Ghost. But stay with me, because he reveals in just a few words that this has particular pertinence to asking for the Holy Ghost and being given the Holy Ghost. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For a few. That's not what it says, is it? Read it again. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Or if he shall ask an egg, will he offer him a scorpion? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that ask him? I want to teach and preach to you tonight unequivocally and without any doubt. Everyone who with a sincere heart asks for the baptism of the Holy Spirit, God will give you the baptism of His Spirit. It is a promise, and He will keep His Word. He will fulfill His promise.
Experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This evening celebration starts at 6 p.m. at 334 Glen Falls Road, Clarksburg, at the entrance to the Arlington Addition. Come expecting miracles, especially the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 8, 10, and 19. As Peter preached at the birthday of the church in Acts 2, the promise is unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you believe, you should receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For more info, visit cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
Amen. I want to take your attention. I've already quoted for you tonight James 1:17, that every good and perfect gift. And can I tell you that the most good, the most wonderful, and the most perfect gift God can give is the gift of His own Spirit, the baptism of His own Spirit. Amen. But I want to tell you, someone said, well, I asked and I didn't receive. Why is that? Did God not keep His Word? I want to direct your attention to a very concerning passage that you need to make a point of interest in your seeking after God, and that is in Hebrews. And I'm reading in Hebrews chapter 3. Hallelujah. I read for you tonight in Isaiah that this business of speaking with other tongues, he said, with stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to people, saying, this is the rest. Now I want you to notice that the writer of Hebrews speaks to us extensively about the rest. And because of the scripture I just read for you, you need to see pertinence here with regard to the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He says then in Hebrews chapter 3 and verse 7, wherefore as the Holy Ghost saying, today if ye will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me and proved me and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief. I want to tell you that the Bible says that if any man ask anything of the Lord, let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. Because if he does not ask in faith, he's not going to get anything. You must ask in faith. Later on in this same book, the Bible says in Hebrews 11, he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. The Bible says without faith, it's impossible to please God. The only possible way you could ask for the Holy Ghost and not receive it is if you don't ask in faith. The Bible calls a heart of unbelief evil. Amen. An evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. But exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast until the end. While it is said, today, if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. For some, when they had heard, did provoke, howbeit not all that came out of Egypt by Moses. But with whom was he grieved 40 years? Was it not with them that had sinned, whose carcasses fell in the wilderness? And to whom swear he that they should not enter into his rest, but to them that believe not? So we see then that they could not enter in because of unbelief. I want to continue into chapter 4. Let us therefore fear lest a, what? Promise being left us of entering into his rest, any of you should seem to come short of it. For unto us was the gospel preached as well as unto them, but the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. For we which have believed do enter into rest. As he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. For he spoke in a certain place of the seventh day on this wise, and God did rest the seventh day from all his works. And in this place again, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing therefore remaineth that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again he limiteth a certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts. For if Jesus had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remaineth therefore a rest for the people of God. What are you talking about, Pastor Joseph? Put two and two together. With stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people, saying, this is the rest. Amen. For he that is entered into his rest, he also hath ceased from his own works, as God did from his. Let us labor, therefore, to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. For the word of God is quick and powerful, and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do.
Experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This evening celebration starts at 6 p.m. at 334 Glen Falls Road, Clarksburg, at the entrance to the Arlington Addition. Come expecting miracles, especially the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 8, 10, and 19. As Peter preached at the birthday of the church in Acts 2, the promise is unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you believe, you should receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For more info, visit cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.
Now, we don't believe in playing on electronic devices during church. And so, that being said, as a caveat, just as a teaching example, I want you to imagine that I'm home right now. It's not during church. And my son would like to play a game on my phone. Gavin, where you at? Come running up here, handsome man. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you for being obedient. Amen. All right. So, Let me hear you ask if you can use my phone to play a game.
Would it be okay if I played your phone?
Wasn't that awesome? All right. Now, when I hand it out to you, instead of taking it, I want you to start begging me for it, like somebody that's begging God for the Holy Ghost. Here you go. Take it.
Don't take it. Beg.
Please.
I'm giving it to you. Keep begging.
Please.
But take it. I'm trying to give it to you.
Please.
Y'all get the picture? That's not what he would do, is it? He would say, Daddy, can you put the code in and I'll be on my way. And he would take it in his hands. Go ahead, take it in his hands. And he would make off with it. He would probably make off quickly, lest I change my mind. Amen. I want you to understand, folks, when you ask God for the Holy Ghost, ask Him with faith. If you ask Him thinking, well, I'm a no good, dirty, rotten scoundrel. I'm not good enough. I haven't earned it. I haven't lived up to whatever I need to live up to earn it yet. I'm not good enough. He's not going to give me the Holy Ghost. What you're saying when you say that is you're impugning the blood of Jesus Christ. You're saying the blood of Jesus cannot wash away your sins. When you have sought Him for forgiveness of sins, and he is in the process of covering you with His blood, then you need to realize He is not looking at you to earn your own worthiness to receive that gift. You need to look at Him the way Gavin looks at Daddy and say, thank you, Daddy, and take that gift and go. Yes. Amen. Accept in faith that He promised. And God is a God of His Word. He will do for you what He promised. I want to take your attention back to Luke. This time Luke chapter 24 and verse 49. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high. Notice the words promise. He told them, I am going to send the promise. Amen. The promise. He sent them back to Jerusalem to tarry until they were endued with power from on high. Amen. Now, I want to take you into the Gospel of John. John chapter 14. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe for the very works' sake. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
Experience the outpouring of the Spirit of God. Christian Apostolic Church invites you to celebrate Pentecost Sunday. This evening's celebration starts at 6 p.m. at 334 Glen Falls Road, Clarksburg, at the entrance to the Arlington Addition. Come expecting miracles, especially the baptism of the Holy Ghost, as recorded in Acts chapter 2, 8, 10, and 19. As Peter preached at the birthday of the church in Acts 2, the promise is unto all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. If you believe, you should receive. the baptism of the Holy Ghost. For more info, visit cac.us.com or call 304-624-4459.